Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it! Palácio Nacional da Pena. O Palácio Nacional da Pena, popularmente referido apenas por Palácio da Pena ou Castelo da Pena, localiza-se na vila de Sintra, freguesia de São Pedro de Panafrim, concelho de Sintra, no distrito de Lisboa, em Portugal. Representa uma das principais expressões do romantismo arquitetónico do século XIX no mundo, constituindo-se no primeiro palácio nesse estilo na Europa, erguido cerca de 30 anos antes do castelo de Neuschwanstein, na Baviera. Quase todo o palácio assenta em enormes rochedos e a mistura de estilos que ostenta, como por exemplo neogótico, neomanuelino, neoislâmico, neorrenascentista, com outras sugestões artísticas como a indiana, é verdadeiramente intencional, na medida em que a mentalidade romântica do século XIX dedicava um fascínio invulgar ao exotismo. O palácio está aberto para visitas turísticas e em 2013 teve 750.735 visitantes, o que torna o palácio monumental mais visitado do país nesse ano. O Palácio da Pena foi classificado como Património Mundial da Unesco em 1995.
Hi everyone, we are back today with a new article. My name is Rita, I'm from Guimarães, and I'm with my co-host James. So we will read the new article that is called Palácio Nacional da Pena. And throughout the reading, I will try to help James to improve his pronunciation and also to try to help James to comprehend certain phrases and words. James, shall we get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Perfect. So James will read sentence by sentence and will stop when he has questions or when I think I can correct his pronunciation. So we'll start now then.
Okay. So, o Palácio Nacional da Pena, popularmente referido apenas por Palácio da Pena. O Castelo da Pena, localiza-se na Vila Sintra.
De Sintra.
Freguesia de São Pedro de
Panafrim,
concelho de Sintra, no distrito de Lisboa, em Portugal.
Very good. James, do you have any questions? So normally you would stop me if you have, but just to make sure that, you know, you understood everything and...
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So we keep going then?
No, so in the beginning of the sentence, it's this... Popularmente referido.
Okay, so you don't understand both words.
Is it kind of like a more well-known.
Well-known. That's correct. So popularmente is an adverb. In Portuguese, all words that end in mente, M-E-N-T-E. Mean is like the same as li in English, so it means it's an adverb.
Okay.
Something that is popular, like in English, something that is well known, referido is something that is known as, and popularmente referido means that is known as Palácio da Pena. Although the name itself is Palácio Nacional da Pena. Yeah? Because it's a nacional is, you know what means from nationality. The word nationality yes. comes from...
The National Palace on Pena.
Of Pena. 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 Of Pena. Correct. Yes. Yeah. Well done. So anything else that you are... you don't understand? Ah, freguesia. Mm. So, okay, that's very interesting word. It's a, in English, you would say freguesia as a county.
Okay.
So yes, you still use this word
like
in
a district.
District. Yes, it's a bit difficult to explain. I'm glad actually you pointed out, because in Portuguese. We have the word distrito, as said, Distrito Lisboa. Distrito is like the region, yes?
Yes.
Whereas the freguesia is more like a county, I would say in English. It's like...
smaller than a district.
Smaller than a district. You have the freguesia, in this case, São Pedro de Panafrim. O concelho, normally, is the city, concelho. You can say concelho... de Sintra, you can say o Conselho de Guimarães, yes? And then you have the o Distrito de Lisboa, which is the region, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. You understood the
yes,
freguesia. Okay, good.
Freguesia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next sentence.
Yes.
Representa uma das principais expressões do romance.
Expressões
do romantismo
yes.
romantismo arquitectônico do século XIX no mundo
constituindo-se muito bem
no primeiro
seja,
primeiro palácio nesse estilo na Europa erguido cerca de 30 anos antes do castelo de Neuschwanstein na Baviera.
Muito bem. Dúvidas, James? Questions? It's quite, what do you think, the sentence? It's a bit complicated,
it's
yeah?
It's quite a long,
it
complicated
is. Yes, yes. So let's start from the beginning. It's okay. A bit the cliche, but it's from the beginning, I think that you should understand. So, representa, percebes representa? You understand represents?
Yes, it's very similar to English. What?
It's basically saying that...
it's a good demonstration.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. It's a demonstration of what? O que é que tu achas? What do you think?
Romantic or Roman architecture.
Okay, exactly.
Style.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So what else? So the first part you understood.
Yes, and it's from this time period of, secular was like the...
Century. Zanov.
Zanov. So 19th century.
19th century, okay. Correct. Yeah.
Yes, and it's... what else? Then, so it's the primary example of this?
Yeah. The first example, primeiro palácio nesse estilo, no estilo romântico.
Okay. And this word here, erguido?
Erguido. Erguido. Erguer algo, it's like to construct algo. Yeah? To construct something. So, aqui erguido means it was constructed cerca, approximately, 30 anos, 30 years, antes, before... do castelo de Neuschwanstein, na Baviera. So, erguer You can also, erguer can also mean you get the person and put her up, yeah? But in this case, erguer is to construct something.
Okay.
Yeah, in this case, the castle or the palace of Neuschwanstein was constructed before, after 30 years. So that means Palacio da Pena was before.
Yes.
Because this castle was no, still is an example of Romanticism architecture, yeah? Or Romantic architecture.
Yes, yeah? From that period of time.
For that period of time. Same period, but the Neuschwanstein castle was constructed 30 years after Palacio Nacional da Pena.
Okay.
Yeah?
Good. So the next paragraph. Quase tudo o palácio assenta em enormes rochedos e a mistura de estilos que ostenta, como por exemplo, neogótico, neomanuelino, neo-islâmico, renascentista, com outras sugestões artísticas.
Outras
sugestões artísticas como a indiana e verdadeiramente.
So, verdadeiramente. Yeah, correct.
Verdadeiramente.
Sim.
Ok. Intencional.
Intencional, muito bem.
Na medida em que a mentalidade romântica do século XIX dedicava um
fascínio
em vulga ao
exotismo. Muito bem.
Wow, that was a long sentence.
Also, yes, so I think the author of this article uses a lot of long sentences, which is good because you have a lot of terminology, but also is a bit, well, for you that you are learning a language is much more complicated to follow, yeah?
Is it common in Portuguese to write long sentences?
Well, it depends on the text. So this text is descriptive, you know, it can be. And that's one of the particularities of Portuguese language. This structure is possible in the sense of as long as you use the correct punctuation, you can actually do as you can see. You have a lot of commas and so on. That's very common.
Yes.
But also, as I said before, it depends on the type of text. But in general, generally speaking, if you compare, for example, Portuguese language to English language, English has more short type of sentences, whereas we like to complicate a bit. But let's talk about the sentence itself, forgetting a bit the structure.
Okay.
What is your difficulties? What your difficulties are? That's the correct way of putting the question.
So the very first word is quase.
Quase. Quase is an...
Like nearly?
Nearly, yes. Mm. It's an adverb. So nearly.
So nearly.
Almost as well. Almost.
Okay.
Yeah, but nearly, I would say nearly in this case. So can you try to interpret and let me know what you don't understand or what you understand?
Like my interpretation is that it's almost all of the palace is assembled with enormous rocks.
That's correct. Assembled is a very interesting word for assentar. So it's like as a fundament, yeah?
The foundation.
Yes, so the way it was built, assentar em means is the base of something, yeah? As you said, assembled to, so rochedos, yeah?
Rocks,
big rocks. Like
the boulders.
Yeah.
And also a mixture of, I'm not sure, estilos.
In this case, is architectonical styles. Yeah,
okay.
Estilos. You can also use estilo as a fashion style.
Okay.
Um estilo. So you have, in this case, romantismo arquitetónico.
Okay.
And the other ones, like neogótico, is also a estilo.
Yes, so then there's a list of these different types,
examples. Yeah, neogótico, neomanuelino, neo-islâmico, neo-renascentista. Those are all examples of architectonical styles.
Yes, styles. The architecture styles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Architectonical? No.
No.
Ah, okay, so I just invented a word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then it continues, it also from other suggestions, of artistic suggestions, from like Indian, is this Indiana?
Indiana, yeah, but here, sugestões artísticas, here is not as a suggestions, as a, oh, you should eat a healthy food suggestion, you know? Here, sugestões artísticas, it's like other styles too, yeah? Here, outras sugestões artísticas, como a indiana. Here, sugestão artística is more like a style, another style of architecture style, yeah? Not as a suggestion, as a recommendation.
Okay, yeah? I understand, yes.
And then he says,
Yeah, then the long word, so maybe you could say again to help.
Okay. Once again, when the word ends in ment, which type of word is it?
Like a li?
Like a li is an adverb.
Okay.
Okay, so ment. This is one part of the word. Another part, verdadeira. Verdadeira is
from truth?
From truth, correct.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it is, say in Portuguese, verdadeiramente.
Okay.
Verdadeiramente. Alice, say it.
Verdadeiramente.
Muito bem. Tá, é isso.
Like truthfully?
Truthfully, truth? Intentional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. With na medida?
Na medida em, ok. Na medida em, it's because of, yeah? So, because of the mentality, of the romantic mentality in the 19th century. So, na medida em que is like the reason why it's like that is because of the romantic mentality
of that period,
yeah.
Okay. And also this dedicava fascino in vulgar.
Okay. In vulgar is something that's not common. You have names that are not common, that, you know, something that is used normally in certain period, that's something that is vulgar. For example, in Europe, it's common the people watch football. Mm-hmm. And it's not common they watch rugby. Some people watch, but it's more common.
Yes.
So You understood the invulgar?
Yes.
Okay. Fascínio is be amazed.
Fascination.
Fascinate by something.
Okay.
So in this case, it's saying they have a... how can I say? So they are amazed by the exotismo. Yeah? So... The romantic mentality, the mentalidade romântica do século XIX, of the 19th century, was amazed and was always tried to develop this type of architecture. Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know if I explained it well.
Yes,
so, basically all this mixture of styles, neogótico, neomanuelino, neo-islâmico, neo-renascentista, with mixture of Indian style. It was what they want because they have this fascínio e vulgar, amazeness.
Like unusual fascination.
Unusual fascination for something that is exotismo is something that is
exotic,
something different. It's
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you understood?
Yes.
Because sometimes it's difficult to kind of explain in English, even for me, is a adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did well.
Ah, thank you. So o palácio, okay?
Yeah, the last paragraph.
Yeah, exactly.
So, o palácio está aberto para visitas turísticas.
Visitas
turísticas e em 2013 teve. Whoa, okay.
Yes, I know it's tricky. 735 visitantes. 755,735 visitantes. I know it's tricky,
yes,
but is that...
I'll practice that one.
Okay.
O que torna o palácio monumental mais visitado do país...
Do país.
Do país nesse ano.
Okay.
So I can understand that it's essentially saying that the palace is open for tourism,
mm-hmm.
Visitors from overseas.
From tourists.
And in the year 2013, there was 755,735 visitors.
That's correct. What's happened in that year then?
Was, I'm not sure, it had the...
So, o que torna, it is in English, what makes something, yeah? Or what something becomes, like, o que torna o palácio monumental, what makes the palace the most visited palace in the country that year.
Okay.
So this torna in this context, and you have the palace, and in this case the tornar is makes this palace becomes in that year the most visited palace in the country, in the whole country.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense to you? So basically there are two informations here, but three. So, on one hand, o palácio está aberto para visitas turísticas. So, that's a fact.
Yes.
We know that because we've been there. So, the palace is open for visits. In In 2013, it has this many visitants. And in the same year, due to this fact of the number of visits, it became the most visited palace in the whole country.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, so, o Palácio de Pena foi classificado como Patrimônio Mundial da UNESCO em 1995.
Correct. Very good. So, do you understand?
Yes.
You know this UNESCO?
I understand, yes. So, the palace was basically classified as a world
heritage
item.
That's correct.
In 1995.
Very good. So, we have to practice the numbers then?
Yes.
They are very complicated, I understand. So probably in the next article you have more numbers, so you could practice. So it's everything for today, James?
Yes, it was a nice article. Not too long and with some interesting new words and expressions.
Wonderful. So thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. Please make sure you check out our website, PortugueseFromPortugal.com, and enjoy it. We see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Adeus.
Make sure to check out the website PortugueseFromPortugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.